right, Steve, why'd you call me here today?
I'm not Steve.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve.
No, I'm not Steve. I'm a woman.
She's a woman. So, how you doing? My name's Ronald.
Yes, I know who you are, Mr. McDonald.
Good. So let me show you what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. No. That's what I'm working with.
That's very nice.
Thank you. You want to see it?
No, I'm okay. I would like to discuss why we're here today. So, oh, Jesus Christ! Put that away!
That's real, by the way.
That's wonderful. I don't need to see it.
All right, I put it away.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God! Put it away!
That one had my butthole in it.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please focus?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
Where's Steve?
Steve is sick. He couldn't come.
No, I get that. Sometimes when I can't... You know what I'm saying? I like to use my imagination. So I close my eyes and pretend I'm in a Waffle House bathroom with the door unlocked. And I'm just going crazy on it. I'm going crazy! And the thing that gets me off is that someone could walk in any time. That is what really gets me going. Tell Steve to try that.
Okay, I will. Can we please focus?
Yes, please. I've been trying to do it the whole time. I got a date after this.
Sir, you're quarter-pounders.
So, what are you doing after this?
Okay, no, I'm married.
Me too. Never stop me.
You're quarter-pounders.
They're delicious.
They're making people sick.
Okay, if people eat too much of anything in one day, it's gonna make them sick. How many are they eating in a day? 2, 5, 17?
They just had one.
Nah, they didn't have just one. That doesn't make them sick. I have a quarter pounder every single day.
There are E. coli in your burgers.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria.
Okay, I got it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. We take the quarter pounder. We take the E. coli out. We sell the quarter pounder.
We're trying to do that, but there are 70 people that are already sick and 10 who have died.
Okay, give them a refund.
What about the people that died?
Okay, give their families a refund.
I don't think that's enough.
I got it. Give them all a free large french fry. No, medium.
A free medium french fry isn't going to fix this.
Then they're greedy. And I'm sorry, how many people did you say died?
10.
10! And how many people live in the world? 8 billion? So you're telling me 10 out of 8 billion people die? That's like winning the lottery. You know what? Give them the large french fry. Give them 2.
You could lose millions. What is this? What are you doing right
now? I'm brushing off the millions. I make billions. You think I give a shit about millions in Dallas?
You might not make billions if people are going somewhere else for burgers because yours are making them sick.
You know what? I know how to fix this. Hold on.
What are you doing? What
is this? Record me.
What?
I said record me.
Doing what?
Just record. Hey there, America. It's your favorite sweetheart here, Ronald McDonald. And I bet you're wondering, Ronald, do your burgers have E. coli? No, they don't have E. coli. Look at this beautiful double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Unbox that. Oh, yeah. Look at that cheese. Look at the cheese, cameraman. You see it? Look at the pickle. Oh, a little bit of onion action there. And don't forget the sesame seed bun. Cameraman, come smell this.
I don't want to smell it. Okay.
You know what that smells like? Good. And you know what Ronald does the good America? Oh, yeah. Don't stop recording! Keep going! That's what Ronald does to good America. Eats it up.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
Yes, E. coli poisoning from eating contaminated meat.
Ronald, I told you those quarter pounders are dangerous. Is he gonna be okay, Doctor?
Well, his symptoms should go away in about 3 to 5 days. But if you'll excuse me, I have to give myself a prostate exam.
Ronald, are you okay?
I feel like I'm dying.
Well, Ronald, your problems have only gotten worse. There have been 20 more cases reported of E. coli since you've been in the hospital.
Okay, give him a refund.
Ronald, we discussed this. A refund isn't enough. Also, your stock prices have dropped 5%. Burger King is beating you now.
What did you just say?
Burger King is beating you now.
Oh, hell no. I'm gonna fix that.
Breaking news, UK. E. coli has been found in McDonald's quarter pounders and is causing people to get sick. Please avoid eating quarter pounders until the outbreak is resolved.
Oh, my God! E. coli!
Jeffy!
Oh!
Don't eat that quarter pounder with cheese.
Why?
It might have E. coli.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria, Jeffy, and it can make you really, really sick.
Yeah, E. coli is usually found in poop.
Oh, well, I'm immune to that because sometimes I lick the toilet paper after I wipe.
What? Don't ever do that.
I know, that's why I said sometimes, because sometimes I forget to do it.
What? No, don't ever do it. Don't ever do that.
I know, because sometimes I forget to do it.
No. Well, you forget to do it. No, that means you're making it a priority to do it. Don't ever do it.
Okay.
God, there's someone at the door. Do not eat that, and don't lick toilet paper. We'll talk about that later. Hello?
Oh, God!
What? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's me, Ronald McDowell.
I know who you are.
Good. Hey!
What?
Can I use your bathroom? Because there is shit and piss in this bag. Oh, God! Hold this!
Oh, I don't want to hold it! Ew!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Ronald McDonald!
Really? Is he here to give us a refund on our burger?
Refund my ass! I don't give refunds!
Well, can we at least get a free medium french fry?
Maybe. Yeah.
Ronald, why are you so sick?
Because I ate a quarter pound of that E. coli, and now I'm shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass.
Oh, yeah, we saw that on the news.
Well, the news is a bunch of liars. My food don't make nobody sick.
Oh, all over the carpet.
That's where I need your help.
What, my help with what?
Well, my sales are going down, and Burger King's are going up. And I need someone to get the media attention off of me and onto someone else, like Burger King. So what I need you to do is go to Burger King, buy a Whopper, eat the Whopper, get sick from it, which shouldn't be too hard. It's not even real food. It's disgusting. Go to the news, tell them you got sick from it, and then everyone's going to come back to old Ronald.
Why don't you just eat the Whopper and get sick?
That would be a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but a regular Whopper is not going to make me sick.
What a pet! It's rat food! I'll rub it on the ground and throw it in the toilet and shit, and then you can eat it. You're going to eat that shit.
I don't want to get sick.
I'll pay you $1 million!
$1 million?
Yeah, I will.
Baby, I think I have to do this. It's $1 million just to get sick for, like, a few days?
I don't know, Marvin.
Yeah, go get a Whopper. We'll tamper with it. Go.
Okay, we'll get a Whopper.
Good boy.
Okay, guys. I got a Whopper with cheese.
Oh, buddy. Don't eat that. Just take a picture of it the way it is and send it to the news. I'll get my customers back, because that shit is disgusting.
Well, no, I gotta eat it. I gotta get sick.
Buddy, I can't let you eat that. It's not worth your life. You'll die if you eat that.
Well, no, I need the milk.
It looks so much better now. It actually looks edible. Bone apple titties. Now eat it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I can eat it.
Marvin, please don't.
So you don't want $1 million?
I just don't think I can eat that for $1 million. You literally shaved your foot on it.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'll just find someone else. Hey, kid! Want to make $1 million?
Yeah.
Eat that shit.
Okay. Well, no, Jeffy, do not eat it. He rubbed it on the toilet. It was so disgusting.
But, Daddy, it's $1 million!
Do whatever you want to do. It's gonna be okay, Jeffy.
I don't feel good.
Hey there, welcome to the hospital. How can I help you?
Yes, doctor, my son.
Wait, let me say it. Yes, doctor, my son took a bite from this Burger King burger that they sold just like this, and now he's dying. He's dying, doctor. Help him, please. Someone help my son that I love. Someone help. Call the news and tell them that Burger King killed my son! Can you make a king? Can't you?
Well, Ronald. Tampering with my burgers?
Well, if it isn't the bitch king.
You're just trying to get attention away from your E. coli, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you kind of nailed it right on the money. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, doing that to my burgers is not going to get rid of your E. coli problem.
Trust me, your burger looked a lot worse before I put my seed in it.
You banged my burger?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so you did tamper with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't go to the news about that, but I think they would be very interested to know that Ronald McDonald was banging hamburgers.
Listen, we can just forget this ever happened. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you're still going to give Jeffy $1 million for taking a bite of that, right?
What the fuck?
What? Oh, wow. We just got scammed. We got duped. Where's the doctor that was here earlier?
Oh, yeah. He found a lump in his prostate, so he's pretty worried about that.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was playing Tetris in the bathroom. Yeah, I had a good run going, so I didn't want to stop.
You're attached to Burger King.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I am. That's cool.
Clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But Clockman, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clockman, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clockman.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025? Fine.
Yeah, right, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right. No, yeah. No,
what year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was... No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't. No dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit in my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, the Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clockman!
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, Clockman.
Thank you, Alarm Clock Boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them.
And your alarm clocks, too.
We're not just going to bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time.
Well, attention, world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm Clock Boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
All those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, alarm clock boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm clock boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm clock boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks!
Like Santa Claus!
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, Alarm Clock Boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house!
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left. Down. Right. Up. Left. Down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, Alarm Clock Boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one's done for. To the kitchen.
Look, Clockman, the microwave!
Get the time off! Get the time off!
Got it.
Good God Almighty, the stove!
Stop! Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Isn't now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, you too? No way!
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, Clockman, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck Clockman's... What? I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, Clockman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, Alarm Clock Boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Help me with the fridge.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
Shh, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it.
Happy 2025, everyone.
Boss doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop.
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And freezer!
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Yes. Now get ready. 1, 2, 3! Quick, Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you found me another Dalmatian puppy to kill yet and use its fur for me knickknacks?
No, ma'am, but don't you think you've killed enough Dalmatians? I mean, you've literally killed 100.
And I need to kill one more. The movie is called 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, yeah, I got it. But, like, I don't think anyone would know that you haven't killed 101 Dalmatians. I mean, this is a lot of fur. If the police ever came here and found out that you killed 100 Dalmatian puppies, you would be facing 100 counts of animal abuse. You would make Michael Vick look innocent.
And you've helped me do it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but money will make you do some crazy things.
Look, are you going to help me get the last Dalmatian or not?
Oh, really don't want to. I mean, screw it. What's one more at this point, right?
Now go get me last Dalmatian. Go quick.
What, are you in that much of a hurry to kill one more Dalmatian puppy?
Go now, Jasper.
All right, I mean, you're sick in the head. You know that, right?
Get out of here!
I mean, you seriously need some counseling.
Jasper, go!
Hey, Daddy.
What? What was that about?
George Bush made me do it.
Jeffy, go throw your paper airplane somewhere else.
Okay.
This chicken Alfredo bustin'! Ooh, but wait right here, chicken Alfredo, cause you know me. Chef Pee Pee gotta take out his pee pee to go pee pee. You know what I'm talking about? Don't move. Don't move at all, baby. Yeah. Oh, sorry, chicken Alfredo. I was playing with it a little bit. You know, I was jiggling and stuff.
Oh my god, a fire! Somebody call the fire department! It's a fire!
Relax, everybody. The fire department is here. There you go. I put out the fire. No, down, boy, down. Well, I didn't mean stop. I actually just meant lower. Does anybody have a jar of peanut butter? I'm about to act up.
Wait, what's going on in here?
I put out the fire in the kitchen.
Why was there a fire in the kitchen?
I don't know either.
I was cooking chicken Alfredo, then I had to go to the bathroom to play with myself a little bit. Then came back in here, and my chicken Alfredo's on fire.
Well, there is a piece of paper in the pan.
Oh, no, Jeffy.
Wait, what the hell did Jeffy do?
He was playing with a paper airplane. I think he threw it in the pan.
Oh, damn it, Jeffy!
Well, that means I'm going to have to give you a stern talking to. No! No fires in the house! That's right, boy.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Puppo, the firefighting Dalmatian. We dressed him up like a firefighter. Isn't that cute? Don't you just love putting animals in people clothes? I mean, he hates it, but I think it's adorable. And the bitches love it. They're like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, oh, what's your phone number? Maybe I can bring him by your house later and do some other things.
Why'd you hire a Dalmatian for the fire department?
Well, Dalmatians have been going endangered lately for some reason. A lot of kidnappings of Dalmatians. So we figured if we give him a job, I can keep an eye on him. Although, a firefighter is a pretty dangerous job. He's going through your pantry right now. Yeah, I think he's looking for some chocolate. He just wants to end it.
Oh, good boy, Puppo!
Where was that bathroom you were talking about?
What?
Never mind, we're gonna go do it in the truck.
Where am I gonna find a Dalmatian at this time of night?
Okay, Puppo, no biting this time. Let me just get the lid off this jar. Ooh.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is that a Dalmatian?
Yep, it is.
Can I take your Dalmatian for a walk?
No, the fuck? Get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, I've always wanted a Dalmatian, and I've never seen one before.
Oh, there you go. Now you've seen one. Now get out of here.
Look, I really need to take that Dalmatian for a walk.
Look, the only way you're seeing me or my Dalmatian is if there's a fire.
Wait. So you're saying if I go and start a fire, that you and that Dalmatian will show up?
Yeah, with half a jar of peanut butter.
But that's a whole jar of peanut butter.
Exactly.
I got it. Oh, man, I really hope this works.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering if I could come inside and cook dinner in your kitchen.
The fuck? No!
What's going on, Hank?
This weirdo wants to come inside and cook dinner in our house. I told him no, so handle it. I gotta go take a wicked dookie.
I'm so sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I was just wondering if I could come inside.
Oh,
and cook.
My God. I love your accent. Where are you from?
The UK.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to be with a European man. You can come inside the house and do whatever you want.
But is it your husband in the bathroom?
Oh, well, he takes a long number two, so I will be in the bedroom getting ready.
All right. All right, let's get this party started.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm starting a fire in your kitchen, little girl.
Why are you doing that?
Because I have to steal a Dalmatian.
That doesn't make any sense.
You might want to step back. Oh, fire! Someone come help!
Hey there, somebody call the fire department. This better be an emergency.
Oh, no, fire! Ugh.
Get over here! Hey, get back here with Sucko! I mean, Puppo! Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Come here, Puppo. Why are you trying to steal my Dalmatian?
Because I work for Cruella de Vil! Well, a girl who thinks she's Cruella de Vil, and she's killed 100 Dalmatians, and she wants to kill one more.
Well, Jesus, that sounds like a job for when I'm a cop. Well, you're not gonna steal my Dalmatian!
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that!
Well, I'd like to see you try! Again? Come on, Puppo. There's some sick people in this world. Well, I gotta clean off my uniform first. Marvin, you're never gonna believe what happened. Somebody tried to kidnap my Dalmatian.
Wait, like the movie 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, exactly like that. Somebody thinks she's Cruella de Vil and she's already killed 100 Dalmatians and now she's trying to kill my Dalmatian.
Oh, no!
Well, why don't you dress up like a cop and arrest her?
Oh, good idea, Marvin. I should get a different Dalmatian to give her so she kills that one instead of my Dalmatian.
Marvin, that's a horrible idea.
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you go arrest her for killing Dalmatians?
Marvin, you sick bastard. I'm not gonna breed Dalmatians and start a puppy mill of Dalmatians just to give her to keep killing them over and over again. That's terrible.
Marvin, how could you think of something so awful?
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you slowly torture all the Dalmatians?
Well, Marvin, I can't just dress up like a cop and arrest her. I don't have any proof. Anybody could have killed all those Dalmatians. But if I give her a Dalmatian to kill in front of me, then I could arrest her for killing a Dalmatian.
Well, why don't you just give her your Dalmatian?
I can't give her mine. Mine is specially trained to do firefighter things. There's no way I could train another dog to do that and enjoy it.
Okay, well, how are you going to find another Dalmatian?
Well, on Craigslist, of course. Looky here. Dalmatian for sale. Only $35.
That's not a Dalmatian. That looks like an angry dog.
I know, but we could just paint Dalmatian spots on it and nobody would know the difference.
Okay, go get it, I guess.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you guys would go get it.
Why us?
Well, because I have kind of a reputation about dogs and peanut butter, so nobody's gonna sell me a dog, but they'll definitely sell one to a happy couple like you two.
Okay, what's really going on?
I don't want to play two characters in the next scene, okay? Just go.
Okay, well, can you give us the $35?
Yeah. Okay, here's 40, but bring me back the change.
I can't keep the $5 for gas money since I'm driving to get this dog.
No.
All right, baby, this is the house.
Hello! Welcome to Craig's house!
Oh, hi, Craig. We saw your dog on Craigslist.
Yes, isn't it hilarious? My name is Craig, and I posted on Craigslist.
Oh! I get it!
Yes!
Okay, so can we get the dog?
Yes, come on in. He's locked in the room.
Okay, he's in here.
There he is! There's Mr.
goggles. You can pet him if you want to.
Does he bite?
Yeah.
Does he break the skin?
Oh, yeah.
Does he latch on and doesn't let go?
Oh, yeah. He did that to my dad.
But did it hurt him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does he have rabies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rabies?
Yeah, but he is purebred.
Okay, baby, give him the money.
Okay, here you go.
Do you have change for 40?
No. There you go, Mr. Goggles.
Oh my god, I got the stupid dog you wanted, and look, his tooth came off into my leg.
Oh no, where's the $5?
He didn't give us change.
You're gonna ruin a friendship over $5. Well, just so you know, I'm starting a tab on you. You owe me $5.
Get him up!
Marvin, quit playing around with the dog. We gotta make him look like a Dalmatian. I'll go get the stuff. Now, does that look like a Dalmatian or what?
Wait, how did you get it to calm down?
Easy. I just hit it with the old horse tranquilizer. It should be out for about 15 minutes.
Why didn't you give him a tranquilizer before he bit me?
Well, I wasn't there, was I? No, I wasn't. But I called the guy who wants to steal my Dalmatian so I can give him this one instead.
Hello, did someone call me?
Yeah, so since you want to steal my Dalmatian, I bought you a different one. So here you go, kill this one.
Oh, wow, thank you. You made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, just take this one back to your boss and hope she doesn't want to do the sequel, 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, let's hope not. But knowing that crazy bitch, she probably will.
Well, since this was a successful day, I'm going to go get some peanut butter and give Puppo here a peanut butter corn dog.
All right, ma'am. He's your 101st Dalmatian.
What the bloody hell is that?
A Dalmatian?
You fucking wanker, that ain't a Dalmatian. It's a regular old mutt in a costume, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a Dalmatian to me with the spots and whatnot.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Oh, I don't care. I already got paid.
God, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. What you doing? Oh, you're an ugly old thing, aren't you?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Pooby from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that, Jeffy.
Jeffy, come get Marvin his Father's Day card.
Here you go, Daddy. Read it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. And what's that on the end, Tom?
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend.
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die.
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Ah!
Lucy's a bitch.
Jeffy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jeffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt, and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre François, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre François, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre François. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed three paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those three paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Sheet.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no. He's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't touch me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby. We're going to have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going to give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed 3 of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign. And his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man. I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
George! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that'll constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really...
What? I want half. What? You're not going to get half. I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
second? No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, don't. You're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
Well, oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no. Listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You'd be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100
million. How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Brooklyn Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a Blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your Blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello? All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Sauvignon.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he signs a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Brooke Nye is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You'd get $25 million, and he'd get $25 million. I'd get $50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want $50 million, and you guys each get $25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind. I want $50 million now.
You both can't get $50 million, because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine. I'll get $25 million. He'll get $25 million. You'll get $50 million.
Okay, good deal.
All right, so give me the $10 million. I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting. I already have one.
You already have a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting?
I do. Let me go get it. All right, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
All right, so all you have to do is get him to sign it. So go.
What do you mean go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it. So grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfectly.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, we're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. You know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting $30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay, just sign right here. Wait a minute! This is Royal Puss! I have been tricked!
Grab it, run!
Sacre bleu!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million! $10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay. Jacques-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man, I never get the millions of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, pal? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Daddy. Gee.
And done. Finished another one.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes for Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick!
Marvin, that's mean!
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his! And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door, I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up, let me tell the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell, that's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI, again, for the sixth time.
And you're going to go to jail for it?
Yeah, they plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news, MK! A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit. Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Oh, mate, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go.
Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow, you were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick!
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sends me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is, I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Hmm. Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Zephora because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Zephora. We were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The more the merrier. Everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought you your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, this is Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look!
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas!
The deadline's already passed. They're gonna get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aww. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, Elves!
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check Naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the Naughty list, too?
Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas so he delivers my presents.
Hey! You're messing with the Naughty on Nice list! Santa!
Jump her, Marvin!
What, jump her?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I'd thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like, tonight's the night you have to go deliver the presents.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered, and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name in your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list? I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's gonna come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I want to go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't want to sleep in my cop uniform. I gotta sleep in something loose, because I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not gonna spoon you.
Well, I was gonna be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so those presents are for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he is really taking a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
And where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Cole?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well,
it's gonna
be
okay.
I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah, what is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
Marvin, what movie do you want to watch?
I don't know. Maybe we could
watch... Marvin, can I please have some money?
No, Dougie. Why do you need money?
Because the new Madden came out, and I want to play as the Kentucky Fried Chiefs as Patrick Mahomes' boy.
You don't need the new Madden, Dougie. It's the same game every year. They don't change anything about it.
But you see, Marvin, this year's is different because they have someone new on the cover.
They always have someone new on the cover.
That's what makes it different. So can I please have it? It's only $99.99 for taxes and fees.
Come on, Marvin. Marvin, buy your friend the game.
See, I like what she said.
All right, Dougie, if I buy you this game, will you never ask me for anything for the rest of the year?
Well, you see, I also want to go to strip club, too.
You're not going to the strip club. You know, I'm not giving you any money because you're going to blow it on strippers.
Marvin, you're so mean to me.
Go, Dougie. So annoying. He's always asking for money.
Steve, baby. What's poppin', mommy?
What?
What's going on, Steve? Why'd you call me here?
You called me here.
Oh, yeah! I got some big ideas for this company, Steve.
Well, Ronald, we don't really need big ideas right now. The company's doing fine.
Yeah, but my ideas will send this company skyrocketing, Steve. I'm talking straight to the stratosphere, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, what are your ideas?
Okay, first, I was thinking we stop focusing so much on burgers and we start focusing more on computers.
But computers?
Yeah, so I found out there's this company that's worth trillions called Apples. And guess what kind of product Apples make, Steve? Give me a hint, it's not Apples!
Well, Apple makes computers.
Where'd you steal my joke, Steve? How did you know that?
They're a very popular company, Ronald.
You own one, don't you?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, burn it! Because they've been stealing their ideas from me, Steve! Guess what their laptop's called? A MacBook. And guess what our most delicious, most popular burger's called? A Big Mac. They've been stealing my name right out of my ass, Steve. Sue 'em.
But Ronald, you don't own the word Mac.
I invented Mac. Sue 'em.
But what about kids named Mac?
Kick sand in their eyes. Then sue their parents for everything they're worth.
Okay, but what about mac and cheese?
That's a good one, Steve. Why are they even called that? They should be called noodles and cheese. Where did they get the name from, Steve? Me.
Well, it comes from macaroni, which is the name of the noodle.
Sue macaroni. And sue that asshole that sticks a feather in his cat, too.
But what about macadamia nuts?
I want you to sue the nut who thought it would be a good idea to steal my idea. They don't call me MacDonald for nothing, Steve.
Ronald, your name is McDonald.
Sue Mickey Mouse.
Now, Ronald, this is getting ridiculous.
No, you know what's ridiculous, Steve? The fact that we don't sell burgers in India. I feel like that's kind of a missed opportunity. I dropped my beer bottle. But like I was saying, missed opportunity. Because there's like a lot of people there. And I feel like there's a lot of hungry people in that India. So why aren't we selling beef there, Steve?
Well, people in India don't eat cows.
Oh. Okay, throw some cows on a cruise ship and send them over there.
No, Ronald, I mean they don't want to eat cows.
They haven't tried my shit, have they, Steve? They haven't tried my shit, because if they tried it, they would love it. Because my shit good, Steve.
I know it's
my
good.
My shit good, Steve?
Ronald, they don't eat cows because it's against their religion.
Okay, Steve, I got it. I say that we do a reverse Chick-fil-A campaign in India. I'm talking chickens holding up signs and shit saying, eat more cows. That shit would go crazy.
It would go crazy with protests.
I like that, Steve. Protests mean change. So, when I come back here, you better be showing me some pictures of happy beef-eating Indians. Stay with me, Steve. Happy beef-eating Indians. Good boy.
Get to it, Steve.
I'll get right on that. He's driving this company into the ground. He needs to die. I'm gonna hire someone.
Oh, you sick asshole.
Where am I gonna find a hitman?
Hey, old man, move head, you're blocking tits.
Oh, you look scary.
Thank you. Now move head, you're blocking tits.
I was just wondering if I could hire you to, kill someone.
Whoa, dude, you can't talk like that out loud. The police will go crazy. If you want to talk like that, you have to speak in code, like, I want you to make that man swim with the fishes, or I want you to take out the trash.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, can you, take someone out for me?
No, I am no hitman. Plus, killing people is wrong.
Oh, I just thought, you know, because you're so scary and you were giving me advice, I assumed.
No, I would try that guy over there.
Oh, boom and that!
Hey, are you gonna pay me?
No, because I ain't got no money.
Well, then I'm gonna get off the stage.
No, bring me them boomers back! Man, I guess I could just sniff the pole like a freshman sniff. Ooh, it smells like shrimp!
Excuse me, Mr. Dinosaur Man.
What you want, old man?
How would you like to make $1,000,000?
Ooh, like the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you answer all the questions? I like to choose C for all the answers. Final answer, did I win?
But no.
Okay, well then I'd like to change my answer. B, final answer.
No.
Okay, well then can I call my cousin Doodle-Ass? Because he's the smartest person in my family. He did one semester of community college up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, but that's not what I want to hire you for.
And he can show you where Mount Rushmore is on maps.
Oh, that's very impressive.
And I think Benjamin Franklin was the first president.
Oh, that's wrong, but okay.
And Helen Keller flew the first airplanes with the Wright brothers.
Look, I'm not paying you for information. I'm going to give you $1,000,000 to, take someone out for me.
Oh, $1,000,000 to take someone out?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, who I got to take out?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, Ronald Donald, the chicken nugget man?
Yes, him.
Okay, well, $1,000,000 take him out, sure. Can I take him to McDonald's?
No, don't do it there. Do it somewhere nice and private.
Okay, well, if I'm gonna take some out, I'm gonna need some money, because your boy pocket in me.
Oh, yes, of course. You need money for a gun. Here's $100. That should do it.
Okay, and, can I keep the leftovers, or do you want them?
Oh, I don't want them. You should probably burn the leftovers.
Okay, well, I can just eat them.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'm a dinosaur. I'm so hungry.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Just burn whatever you don't eat.
Okay. All right, so I'm just gonna take out Ronald Donald and I get me $1,000,000.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna go do it.
Oh, that was easy. I don't even have to pay him.
Listen, man. I don't know who the hell you are, but I really appreciate you taking me to dinner. Usually, I'm the one taking other people to dinner. Normally, Hookish.
Yeah, man, I just want to take you out. No diddy.
My guy.
Hello, is there anything else I can get for you guys?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, well, what would you like?
I'm looking at it!
I'm gonna go get my manager.
Ooh, threesome. Foursome? No, you could never. You would never. You'd never be crazy. No.
All right, Mr. Muffin Mans, I took them out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they even ate all the leftovers, too. So where's my $1,000,000?
Oh, well, do you have any proof?
Yeah, my belly's really full.
Well, that's not exactly proof.
Okay, fine. I got one cheese stick left, but I promise I eat it.
Wait, a cheese stick?
Yeah, I took them out to Applebee's. They got endless apps.
Oh, no, idiot. I meant take him out.
I'm confused. I did. I took him to Applebee's.
No, you don't take him out. Like, you know, mow him down.
You ain't say nothing about no mow.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant mow him down.
Okay, see, well, you didn't say that. You just said take him out. So if I go mow him down, you give me $1,000,000?
Yes.
Okay, you want this?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't want it.
All right.
Look at this shit. I gotta tell Steve.
Hello, Ronald?
Steve, baby!
You're still alive?
Yep, still kicking. You know what they say? A big man per day keeps the doctor away.
That's not what they say, Ronald.
I'm pretty sure that's what they say, Steve. Anyway, you will not believe what just happened to me.
What, did someone try to kill you?
No, Steve! Why would you say something like that? Why would anyone want to kill me? Now, you remember that guy that took me out to dinner earlier for free? Well, now he's back at my house. Mowing my lawn for free! Me! He's mowing my lawn for free! A billionaire, Steve! Fire the gardener right now.
He's mowing your lawn?
Yeah, listen! You hear that, Steve? What a schmuck!
Yeah, what a schmuck.
Yeah, what a schmuck, Steve. So, Steve, I know it doesn't look the best, you know, since he's a black dinosaur doing free labor for a white clown. So I was thinking if he does a good enough job, you know, maybe I throw him a few bucks. Steve? Maybe I throw him a few bucks, Steve? Should I tip him, Steve?
Don't tip him.
Oh, Steve, you old racist bastard! Just like Grimace! Fine, I won't tip his ass! Bye! Dumbass!
Ah, Mr. Rogers' neighborhoods, I did.
No, you didn't. You mowed his lawn.
Yeah, I just ain't weedy because you ain't asked me to do that. So $1 million, please.
No, because you didn't do the job I told you to do.
I did everything you told me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, so I want my $1 million.
I was talking in code.
Listen, man, I ain't built the pyramids. That was the estheticians.
What, you mean the Egyptians?
Yeah, that's why I said, because I'm smart. I can even tell you the capital of Greece. Uppercase G. See, you ain't think I knew all my letters, but I know all my letters and they sizes. Upper capes and under capes. And my favorite cape is caped in front from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my god, idiot, shut up. Listen, do you want the $1 million?
The color purple's in the rainbow, I think. Wait a minute. There goes some silver. There goes brown. There's black. White. Gold. I think it's purple in there.
Do you want the $1 million or not?
Yes, I want the $1 million!
Then I need you to take out the trash.
Oh, take out the trash?
Yes.
Trash taken out?
Yes.
I'll take out the trash.
Okay, good. Then you'll get the $1 million, but only if you take out the trash the right way.
Wait a minute, Mr. Rogers, are you talking in pyramids again?
Yes.
Well, how tall do you want the pyramid to be?
You're not building a pyramid.
Oh, thank God, because that would have been a lot of sand and soap.
Just don't take out the goddamn trash!
Okay, I'll take out trash. Trash taken out. Trash won't even see it coming, too.
Just go!
Okay.
Jesus, God, I hope he gets it right.
Steve!
What happened, Ronald? Did you get shot?
No! You're not gonna believe this, Steve! You remember the guy that took me to dinner for free and then mowed my lawn for free?
Yeah?
Well, now he's taking out my trash for free, Steve!
God damn it.
Listen, Steve, I know you're racist, but we gotta pay this guy. We gotta put him on payroll. He's doing all my chores, Steve! Hey, you think he could whack me off, Steve? Nah. He wouldn't need it. That'd be crazy. No.
Ronald, are you looking at the phone?
Yeah.
All right, man, I took out the trash.
You took out his goddamn trash?
Yeah, that's what you told me to do.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Listen, man, I did everything you asked me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, I took out the trash, so I want my $1 million. So go to your pyramids and give me my $1 million.
I wanted you to kill him. I wanted to pay you $1 million to kill Ronald McDonald. I was looking for a hitman. Freeze, you're under arrest. Get on the ground. Oh, damn it. It's a good thing we were doing a prostitution sting in this strip club, Simmons.
Yeah, mate.
Now we uncovered this plot. Come on, Bob, you're going to jail.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer, ma'am.
Yes?
Before you take him to jail, so can you go into his pyramids and give me my $1 million?
What are you talking about?
He owes me $1 million, and I think the only way he got $1 million is because he be running a laundry machine.
Do you know what he's talking about? Oh, dear God, just take me to jail.
But what about my $1 million? I know purple wasn't in the rainbow. Ask the audience. 50-50. Man, I hate game shows. Hey, gang, look, I'm a helicopter.
Jeffy, watch where you swing those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have that?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, gang, one time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
But, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching videos like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went... like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But, Danny, why would she do that?
I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just... Stop talking about that.
Breaking news, okay? Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm gonna join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Daddy, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday, or a lard-ass Wednesday, or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday!
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras, and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday, or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Jeffy, stop. I was like, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dan, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator. Because of the crab.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sex tuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Daddy, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plate.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna suck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Oh, okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. 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 Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. That bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They could just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck does it, horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat.
Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well, we're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. So they just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Whoa,
don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
Careful, don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy, cream, Farrelly cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa, because of the leaning tower of cheesecake.
Shrek?
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition, and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, Donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, Donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, Donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Crusting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right. Now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-rider.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for the $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fatass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fatass? Holy fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second! If anyone's fat here, it's me!
My God, you've gotta be the fattest fat ass here! You win!
Wait, I'm fatter than he is!
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off! It's gone into overweight! I mean, overtime! Looks like I'm gonna have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. Alright, you fat sacks of shit, let's see which one of you is fatter! I gotta be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull! Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat!
Now let's try you. Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here's just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What, sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't, I'm big.
Oh, very well, sir, I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chives, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my other patients like I always do.
What do you want to do today?
We could go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what do you do in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me.
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kinda. Look at me hover, kinda.
Oh, my God. He's, like, hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo.
Oh, hoorah!
Oh, goo-goo!
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah,
fight.
Beat him.
Beat him! Fight.
Yeah. Beat him up, Joey!
Yeah, die!
I'm sure I'm fighting.
That's taking you forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah! Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is gonna blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
Whoa! No way! Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my god, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone, and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics.
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
All right, Cody, I'm going to pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rocking cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. All
right, I'm going to go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at the Kiki. Hold in. Now I'm going to shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
All right, on your way, Cody.
Hey, Cody, look at me. I'm a bunny rabbit.
Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run around and be a boing rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me.
Okay? Alright, boing, 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 boing,
You don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See? Okay, so we're gonna hover, kinda, down here, right?
Oh, yeah, I am hovering, kinda, all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. It's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge. Okay, so just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in, like, 2 hits.
All right, well, I'm gonna do my best, and he's not gonna touch me at all. Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think
Oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
Well, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well, just be careful.
No, no! He hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to hide. Got to go into my inventory. Check this out. Oh, there's some raw meat and some paper.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack, and I'm trying to eat it.
Where did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
I found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah, good. You keep doing that. Oh, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
I can power that one up.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good. Watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh, no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh, my God. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastry.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go fight another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Yingguang. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy, wait, what are you playing? This girl's hot.
Yeah,
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can't confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
I was okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're playing?
Yeah, look, I can run around and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, no, you love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it, now I'm playing it, everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring us all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. Playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, Marvin.
Genshin Impact our lives.
So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact.
Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it. Did you see the tiger?
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys see the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But Tony, the tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes. The tiger. He was right there. He was.
What?
Come on, Jeffy. You saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well, Jeffy.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy. Go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. I'm gonna
actually take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
You do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's. How yummy.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder, and I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go, shoot, scram, get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay, I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Chef. If you're trying to be like Dude Perfect, we're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And then second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. You know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What does that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Chef will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh. Oh, it smells like ass.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God. One pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
I know, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys. Let's answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Phoebe said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this gonna cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Phoebe did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aww, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
You know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we got to keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo! Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy this is the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza!
I know!
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God! No flippity-flapping way, Junior!
What's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza!
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting, so if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over!
Oh, my God, Jeffy! He said that's you! You get to do that! You're the one who found it!
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy! Run home as fast as you can!
Okay!
Marvin, pick a card, any card!
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, look, I got the golden slice of pizza. So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him.
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look, I also got $20.
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza, not money. You give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket.
That jacket is not lucky. It's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
Nine of clubs.
Oh, my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
Five of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are two lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. That your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino. Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the Laundry Matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this is a mistake. We're gonna lose all our money.
We're not gonna lose, Daddy. 24 black.
24 black?
Daddy, we won!
We won?
Here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bets.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be zero.
29 black!
29 black!
Here's your money!
Another round!
And I'm gonna have to ask you gentlemen to leave!
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row! We're gonna have to close the table to check the machine!
Daddy, is this jacket stinky as shit or what?
Smell me. Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Jeff, he really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. Oh, there you go.
All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy, why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, see, you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine, and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the player, hit the game.
Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shibby! All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Let it ride.
That's right, 16 black.
No, 16 red, you lose.
Wait, red?
Oh,
fuck, what did he say? Red? Oh, fuck. What the fuck? What did he say? Oh, sir, there's gotta be a mistake. You said the machine, you had to check the machine, right?
Are you sure it wasn't black? No, we checked the machine and everything's working great. You just lost.
But then we bet on black and it should have been black. Jeez, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the... Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's lucky because it's more shit, then why the fuck would you tell me that it didn't get washed? Because then we lost a lot of goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. There was a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fucking kill me.
I can do it.
I'm so...
Your mommy
fucking picked.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how's the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. And we just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about it. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I felt a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I never understood. He understood. That was the longest fart I've ever fucking heard. Hey, Jeffy.
No, Dad, I don't want you to call me Jeff anymore. I want you to call me Isaac Newton.
Why would I call you Isaac Newton?
Because I'm inventing gravity and shit. What goes up must come down, Dick.
What'd you invent?
Daddy, allow me to introduce to you the shit bag.
That's a bag full of bubblegum, Jeffy.
No, Daddy, this isn't the shit bag. This is just what I'm gonna use to make the shit bag. Allow me to explain my hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse?
Yes, a hypotenuse is an idea, Father.
You mean a hypothesis?
Hypothesis, hypotenuse, hippo ass, I don't care. I said I'm Isaac Newton, not Noah Webster. Noah Webster was the guy who invented the Webster Dictionary, and I know no one gives a fuck.
All right, Jeffy, how's a bag full of bubblegum an idea?
All right, let me explain to you. First off, I'm going to start by swallowing all this gum. Pause. And once I swallow all this gum, no homo, then I'm going to fart, and a big, giant gum bubble is going to come out of my asshole. And then I will start the defecation process. And once I start shitting into the bubble, it will fill up, I will detach the gum bubble from my asshole, I will tie a knot around it, and put it in the trash can. No more toilets, no water, no toilet paper, just shit bag.
You are a shit bag.
Well, this shit bag has a pretty good idea, and while I'm at it, I'm going ahead and solving the airplane problem. Because I can swallow all this gum, and then a big gum bubble will come out of my ass, and I'll float up in the sky, just like the house from Up, and I'll go to Paradise Falls or some shit.
All right, Jeff, you're not going to eat all that gum.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're not going to see shit.
Yeah, you're right, because it's going to be encapsulated in a big gum bubble.
Can you guys calm down? I'm trying to watch my Talk Tua podcast.
What's Talk Tua?
It's a podcast where they talk about girly things.
Shh.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to the Talk to a Podcast. Hey, all my hops, time to talk to you. Today, we got a special guest, old Ronald, who had a McDonald's E-I-E-I-O. I'm loving it. Tell everyone, hey, Ronald.
I heard you like to spit on it. Is that true? Because I'm trying to find out. I will warn you, though. Takes a lot of spit to handle this Big Mac.
I mean, it just depends on how big the Big Mac is.
It's massive! Some women would describe it as grotesque. Takes a lot to handle this Big Mac. Do you want your own Happy Meal? Maybe the Talk Tour or the Hawk Tour Happy
Meal. Oh, the Hawk Tour Happy Meal. That's actually a great deal.
We'll earn it! Hey, turn those cameras off! Turn it off!
Oh my gosh, Marvin, she's so inspiring. She said one sentence while she was drunk, and now she's famous.
Wait, she's famous because she said one sentence?
Yeah.
And people actually watch this?
Yes, of course, Marvin. It's one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Why does anyone want to listen to someone talk?
Well, to hear their opinions and their worldviews. It's very inspiring.
Wait, Jeffy, knock it off.
Shitbag.
No shitbag.
Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, MK. Joe Rogan has signed a multi-year $250 million partnership deal with Spotify to upload his podcasts.
$250 million?
People like podcasts, Marvin.
But $250 million just to speak?
Well, that's because Joe Rogan's so famous.
Well, I'll talk for $250 million. I'll talk for cheaper, $250,000. I'll talk for $250.
You could start a podcast, Marvin, and eventually you could make money if people found you interesting.
Oh, everybody would find me interesting. My life's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Every single day, the craziest shit happens.
Yeah.
People won't believe the things I think about.
Oh, you could always have Jeffy on your podcast.
I'm not going to put Jeffy on my podcast. He never says anything smart.
Daddy, how do turtles bang? Their shell would get in your way.
See, I'm not putting that on the internet.
Marvin, you could call it Two Peas in a Podcast.
Or Two Reason a Tardcast.
We're not calling it Two Reason a Tard, Jeffy.
Well, that's the only way I'm talking on it is if it's called that.
Well, I'll call it Marvelous with Marvin. Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
Marvelous Marvin Podcast?
Or Marv Time with Marvy.
That one. Marv Time with Marvy.
Okay, now that I said it. I'm doing Marvelous Marvin.
Okay.
I'm going to go start my podcast. Jeffy, come help me set up the cameras. Okay, it looks like everything's set up.
What happened to Marv Time with Marvy?
I like the sound of Marvelous Marvin Podcast better.
Huh.
All right, I'm ready to record, Jeffy.
Okay. Alright, Daddy, it's live.
Live?
Yeah, the podcast is live!
But hey everyone, welcome to the Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
It was gonna be called Marv Time with Marvy, which leads us to the first question of the day. Who the fuck ever called you Marvy?
No one's ever called me Marvy, I was trying to think of a creative name.
Well, I got a creative name for you. How about Tard Time with Tardy, featuring the Tard, me.
We're not calling anything with Tard in the name, Jeffy.
Well, I personally like Two Rees and a Tard. I get a dual role, I get to be one of the Rees and the Tard.
But we're gonna call it what I named it.
Okay, Marv Time with Marv Tard.
The Marvelous Marvin Podcast, and let's talk about the real things people want to know. So today I went to go get gas, and man, those gas prices are high. They're really high. I only paid $5. I was like, I'm not filling my tank with that much gas because that's expensive.
Yep. Sounds like you really put your foot down on that stance, Daddy. Now let's answer the questions that people really want to know. Like, what would happen if you stuck your wear in a fire ant hill?
No one's ever wondering that because no one's going to do that.
I'm always wondering that, Daddy. Like, what would happen if you saw a little hole in the top of the ant hill and you stuck your wiener in it? Huh? And then all the ants started colonizing your bladder, going up through your pee hole. Oh, queen ant dick. And then all the worker ants started bringing breadcrumbs up your pee hole to feed the queen ant. Now you got a bread factory in your dick. Stock that on the shelves and shit.
All right, Jeffy, listen. No one's ever, 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 ever in this world stuck their wiener in an ant pile.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people who stuck their wiener in an ant hill. And one of them's on this podcast. Me. I did it. Now my dick looks like a red corn on the cob. Helen Keller could read an entire story giving me a handy.
All right, that ends the podcast for today. Thanks for watching, everybody.
And there's one more thing I must say before I go. Humpty Dumpty dick.
All right, bye, everybody.
Sign off.
Bye, bye, bye.
How did the podcast go, Marvin?
Awful. Jeffy said dick 40 times.
No, I only said it 4 times. I said tard more.
Jeffy, I'm going to go read the comments.
Please don't read the comments. I don't want to read what they have to say.
Well, what's wrong, Marvy?
Oh, my God, Marvin, they love it.
What do you mean they love it?
There's over 25,000 views.
We got 25,000 views?
Well, I watched it 24,000 times.
So we got 1,000 views?
Oh, my God, Marvin, and they love Jeffy. Good thing you put him on the podcast.
Yeah, good thing.
Well, I'm not going to put him on another one. I don't want him to say those obscene things he said.
Marvin, you have to put him back on. They love him.
I'm not going to put on Jeffy, who said Helen Keller could give him a handy and read a whole book.
What?
Oh, they're throwing at the door. It's probably an angry mob.
Of tards.
Hello?
Hey there, are you Marvin from Marv Time with Marvy?
Right here. This is him. Go ahead, say hi, Marvy.
Well, my name's Marvin from the Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
Well, your ratings are through the roof. We have tons of celebrities lined up to be on your show.
Wait, really? They love me that much?
No, they want to be interviewed by Jeffy.
Okay, well, it's called the Marvelous Marvin Podcast, so obviously I still get to be on the podcast, right?
Nope, just Jeffy!
Yeah, Tard Time with Tardy!
Sounds good, so you down?
Okay, first of all, I'm his guardian, so it would only be responsible if I asked how much.
Well, we're gonna offer you $20,000 per episode!
Good golly gee!
We'll take it, we'll definitely take it!
Your first interview is with Cat Williams!
Who the fuck's that?
Welcome back to Two Rees and a Tard. I'm one of the Rees and the Tard. And today I have another Ree with me, Mr. Cat Williams.
Hello everybody, I am Cat Williams. I guess I'm the other Ree. I'm here to do this podcast, very funny comedian.
Alright, so tell me, Mr. Cat Williams, why is your name Cat? Are you part kitty cat?
No, I am full human being. Why would I be part cat?
Did your parents like Kit Kat and they named you after Kit Kat?
No, sir, that's a snack. I'm not a snack.
Is Kat short for Catherine?
No, that is a girl's name.
Is it short for catheter?
I am not a catheter, sir.
You do know what a catheter is, right?
Yes.
It's a plastic tube that goes in your wiener and helps you piss.
It does help you piss. I am not a catheter, I promise.
So then why do they call you Cat?
Because I'm smooth and swift like a cat, yeah. If it was up to me, I would be named Cat in the Hat.
There's already a book called that.
I know, I wanted the name so damn bad.
Huh. Well, go ahead and tell us about yourself, Cat in the Hat.
Well, first off, let me start off by telling you, Diddy offered me $50 million for my asshole, and I said no twice.
Wait, someone offered you $50 million to touch your butthole and you said no?
Twice. Yes,
what?
Sir.
If someone wants to touch my butthole for $50 million, they can do it. Go ahead and ask me if you can touch my butthole for $50 million.
Can I touch
yes. It? See, that's how fast I would say it. $40 million, yes. $30 million, yes. $10 million, yes. $400, yes. Free, yes. Just touch it. You know, can you pass my number along to Diddy? I'll go up to the jail cell and he can diddle my ass through the bars. I'll be like the Uber Eats of ass.
Sir, you should not put a price on your ass. It's not worth it, I promise.
Well, you know what y'all was watching last night? And this girl sure put a price on her ass. I'm talking three wieners in her butt. Ooh. How much do you think she got paid for that? Not $50 million, because the video quality was shit. I'm talking 420p. That's how many pennies she got paid. $4.20.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do this interview anymore.
Well, I don't want to talk to someone who turned down $50 million to touch their butthole.
Well, forget you then, damn it.
All right, bye. All right, guys, we'll be back with more Tard Talk after this.
Marvin, why aren't you on the podcast?
They didn't want me. They only wanted Jeffy.
Well, I told you they loved him.
Good golly gee, that Cat Williams interview went great. Here's your $20,000, minus my $10,000 agent fee.
You take a 50% agent fee?
Yep, I sure do, but that's showbiz for ya.
Oh, so who's Jeffy's next interview on a podcast?
I've got them all lined up and ready to go. Come on!
He didn't answer who.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Finger Painting with Tards. I'm all out of poop, so let's start talking. I'm here with everyone's favorite overweight cupcake eater, EDP445. So tell us, EDP, were you really trying to eat a cupcake, or were you trying to diddle?
Bro, let me tell you something, dog, okay? Do you honestly think, right? And I don't even know why I'm explaining myself to people, but unfortunately, niggas are fucking retarded.
Whoa, hold on! You can't be saying that word, offending my people! I invite you on Two Rees and a Tard, and you want to drop the R-bomb like it's nothing? I'm not over here saying the N-word. I mean, you want to sit here and scream a word that's brought my people down for days? I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Sorry about that. Sorry for the foul and offensive language. We'll be right back with more Tard Talk.
Hmm.
Ooh, how'd the interview go? Wait, where's the money?
Well, the interview was cut short. If you cut off the stream, you get no green.
Wait, cut short? Why'd you cut it short, Jeffy?
Well, he offended my people.
Okay, so can we get another interview so we get some more money?
Yep, and the next one's a big one. Patrick Mahomes. Come on, Jimmy.
Oh, wow, he's going to interview Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Hey, guys, welcome back. I'm the homie missing a chromie, and I'm here with two-time Super Bowl loser and Tard, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, actually, it's three-time Super Bowl winner.
But you lost twice, though.
Yeah, well, see, that's my bank account of $1 billion.
Hey, bank account, you lost two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I won three.
But you still lost two.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you sound like Kermit the Frog?
You handled that well.
Did you know that your wife is racist?
No.
Well, she is, because when she was asked what your favorite food was, she said, fried chicken. Just like that, because you're half black and she thinks that you like fried chicken.
Okay, she's a little racist.
I knew that. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Also, why do your teammates keep getting arrested?
Oh, yeah, Xavier Worthy got arrested for beating his girlfriend. The charges got dropped, though.
Yeah, got dropped like she did when he hit her.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to watch. He hit her twice.
Yeah, twice. Like, how many Super Bowls you lost? Because you lost twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how'd that make you feel?
Well, you know, we all went out there on the field and tried our hardest.
Which you didn't, though. Like, it was like an absolute fucking butt fuck. Like, they televised rape. Can I say rape? Is bad on the podcast? Anybody? Daddy! Behind the camera! Can I say if it's in a non-sexual way? I know is bad when it happens to people, but in this instance, it's not bad. It's almost like he wanted it. Because he kept bending over and let all 52 members of the other team put it right in his pooper. I think that's how many people are on the other team. 52. 53. 53, that's right. Yeah. So how does that make you feel?
You know, it's true.
Yeah. All right. One more thing. Your brother's gay. All right. We'll be back with another Tard on Tard talk.
How'd the Patrick Mahomes interview go?
Well, your son said a very bad word.
Yeah, he does that.
I said rape a lot.
Yeah, he did. So now none of the streaming services want him on their platform. And they're suing him for $10,000, which I'll just go ahead and take to him.
Wait, so his podcast career's over?
Yep, looks like it.
Well, then what can we do for money?
Well, he could try starting a meme coin, pump and dump that bitch. I mean, people are gonna hate him for the rest of his life, but at least he'll be rich.
You hear that, Daddy? A Jeffy coin.
We're not doing that.
A coin.
We're not doing that. We're not scamming people.
Stopper coin.
We're not scamming anyone, Jeffy. Stop it.
Helmet coin. Catch.
I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, you can't. Ow. You don't hit me with a baseball.
Oh, it's on now. See?
Nope. Look, Jeffy, stop it.
No, no, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that.
Oh, you mother...
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Oh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat.
Danica, don't get my wee wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
No, come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are. Because Chives is going to live here for 6 months and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. We'll take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the fortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your card declined?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
But, listen, that doesn't have to do with anything. Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there, take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Oh, Okay, so, anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom? Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not! I'm telling Goodman! Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow, it's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby, use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man gonna tell Goodman?
Oh, no, I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit!
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
All right, everyone, let's go pack our thing. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin. I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone. And I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction. Because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm gonna hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yes, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage and go.
Okay.
But Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
And where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble.
Yeah.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet. Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Danny, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, then put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet and the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, have you almost found it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm gonna turn around and look that way.
But Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not gonna let you on unless you have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where were you looking?
Up there.
It's not going to be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
I'm going to put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we got to go. Gummit's going to find out. We're not going to be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay. And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm going to go use the gym in the Carnival Cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
What? With what?
Marvin, come here.
Jeffy, please look everywhere for your stupid ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in.
Who's in there?
One minute, don't get occupied.
Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom.
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here.
I've smelt your shits before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on,
Donkey. Donkey. Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have seen this.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, Donkey, because I've been wiping my ass and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Marvin, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No, I need them.
Okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, Donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, how much shit to be on an asshole. God, fucking damn
it. Shrek, where are the shoes?
They're right there, Donkey. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and get on out of here, Donkey.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Donkey, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipe, please? Please, just hurry! I'm gonna need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, Donkey!
No, I'm not
gonna kill the bacteria!
No, I'm not doing that!
Please, Donkey!
Okay, baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why did I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship!
Okay, listen. Pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in there.
Wait, Marvin, before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you need to get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, wow. Like, somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
This is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, get a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, and he's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty.
Get in there!
Yeah!
Week is spring break, woo! And I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out, and I'm gonna motorboat them too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're gonna go around the room, and everyone's gonna tell me what they're gonna be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and wanna spend time with you. Boo-hoo! I'm gonna be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem, I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Mommy? Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Look, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask, I promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want? Why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What? North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room. You got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kissing.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why your ass so sad?
I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo ass goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa and to all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere. I can't meet you with nobody. And then walk back downstairs and I get paid and just relax. Sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple. Sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break.
Goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, boo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy.
Hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef BB. I hate you. God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
What? Why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee-Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee-Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee-Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee-Pee will get in trouble. Wait a minute, that means I can still possibly go to Japan. Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to be on my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you. Okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-Ass Crybaby Boy.
You got a sign for your Kleenexes, Crybaby Ass.
Whoever ordered this same-day delivery.
They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Julia? Where the hell are you?
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide-and-seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco Crybaby. Marco! Crybaby!
Fuck it.
I found your phone, Junior! I guess I'm gonna take it!
Wait, Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck?
to Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Ooh, you smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in this bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, show ya!
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious, boy? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right! Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
Yeah, first time crowd, isn't I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you want to go to Japan.
I'm just joking. I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
This nigga hilarious. I like him.
I always do April Fool's a week after, too.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test works, too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, boy.
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love me some kraut, goddammit. Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. Had some good kraut. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what good kraut will do to your ass.
So 1 second in.
Ooh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and kraut my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top kraut is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more kraut.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more kraut. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
Friend, white Kevin Hart. Funny,
dear God, stop.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop. Yeah. Fucking stop.
Nah, baby. You know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can outcrop me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate the damn crowd.
I'm trying, I can't hear you.
He just loves it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody. We said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I invented the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You're wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was gonna get me in trouble, Chef Pee-Pee! Oh, hell nah. I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend. There's a chef here.
Chef Bebe! You're here. Thank God. Fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking disgusting. I'm gonna throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that vet.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore. Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week. Oh, but Mom, I love my grout.
Shit, more grout for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit. There's so much I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Drew. I'm sorry. Well, let me go and get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please. Anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Tyrone, our bills are past due. If we don't pay them soon, we're gonna get evicted.
Well, baby, you know what you gotta do. Get out there and sling some lead.
But Tyrone, there's only so many hours in the day and so much lead I can sling. And I've been with every man in town, so they're starting to use the punch cards.
Damn, I forgot about the punch cards. We was down bad last week. We should have never did that damn promotion.
Yeah, and the buy one, get one free deal. And the thing where if they refer a friend, his first time is free. And the unlimited cream pie card. And I'm getting sore.
God, we was just too generous last week. Oh, I don't want to lose this big-ass house, baby. I guess we got to sell some stuff around the house. Like them plates. And give me that damn sponge, boy. Oh, wait, they got a face on it?
Oh, yeah, that's a scrub daddy. See, they also come in yellow and pink and orange, but the pink one's a scrub mommy.
Wait, where's the black one?
Oh, I don't think there is a black one.
So you telling me they made a scrub cracker, a scrub Mexican, and a scrub Asian, but not a black one?
I don't think so.
Wow, we getting more racist and more racist by the day. Who lives in segregation under the sea is scrub daddy! You know what? I'm going to the damn patent office. I'm about to invent some shit.
Okay. Well, Cody, looks like we're going to have to start selling silverware. You know, they're really made of silver, and pirates love silver.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Tyrone. We finally got an answer for the patent on your product.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I'm so nervous. Look, what they say, tell me, but don't tell me.
Well, here you go. I think you're going to like what you see.
Hell yes! Yeah! This is what I'm talking about. Wait, what did it say?
Well, it's
red, so does that mean no?
No, you've been approved.
Oh, hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Look, thank you, Jesus. I knew you were going to look out for a boy.
So you can finally start selling your scrub buddy.
What the hell? What, scrub buddy? Did you get us approved for the wrong damn product?
No, it's this. You know, the scrub pal.
It's not a pal on that damn box. What are you talking about?
You know, the scrub best friend.
I don't have no best friends. Can you say my product name? Because it looks like you don't know my product.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. It's the scrub fellow.
How you gonna market it to the investors if you don't even know how to say my product name?
The scrub, scrub.
Scrub what?
Scrub,
scrub nigga. Look, we can say it together. Scrub nigga.
Scrub
nigga.
You know, the scrub thing.
Say it, damn it!
Okay, scrub nigga. I feel like you kind of trapped me there.
Don't you ever in your life say that word again. What the hell is wrong with you? You think we're stuck in the 1800s? Am I 3 foot of you? Just say that.
No, it's just I don't know how to sell the product if I can't say the name.
You just don't say nigga. But I know it's hard for you because you're stuck in your ways and you old as hell. I can see it on your face. But look, we are in a different time. We had a black president already.
But I don't really know what to say.
Not nigga. It's not that hard. But you want to throw racial slurs around like you Lil Wayne or Busta Rhymes or Kendrick Lamar. What the hell is wrong with you? Nigga this, nigga that. Hey, pick this up, nigga. Do you hear me, nigga?
You know, I don't usually get frustrated.
Yeah, but working with a black man frustrates you. I understand. I don't want to work with your racist ass either. But, hey, I know you know how to sell a product. So let's make this commercial, Papa John.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Can I interest either of you guys in buying some silverware? I have spoons that come in different sizes. $5 for small mouth, $10 for medium mouth, and $20 for big mouth. But now about the spoons. But seriously, I will exchange money for sex acts.
Well, Cody, why are you trying to sell a spoon?
Oh, and the forks. Don't forget about the forks. They also come in various sizes.
Why are you trying to sell spoons and forks, Cody?
Well, you see, my parents haven't been paying the bills for like a long time now, so we don't have any money and we're about to be homeless. So my mom told me I should start selling silverware because she thinks it's made of actual silver, so she thinks we can get a couple $100 each, but I told her that's stupid, and then she said I should try selling them to pirates, and then I said those don't exist anymore, and then she said Johnny Depp is one, so I think you can see why we're about to be homeless. It's because my parents are stupid.
Oh, so you're struggling struggling financially?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, your mom's a whale, and to feed a whale every single day has to cost thousands of dollars. just shoveling food in her mouth. And that's why the spoons, that's why you're selling the spoons, they're just not big enough for your mom's big whale mouth. You probably upgraded to shovels, and now the only way you can feed her is using those things that push dirt.
A bulldozer?
Yeah, a bulldozer. Just bulldozing food in her fat-ass mouth.
I told you guys about my family's financial struggles, and you just called my mom fat, so it's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Cody. Okay, seriously, here's a way your mom can make money. When the fair comes around, they can charge her 25 cents to be the world's biggest woman behind a curtain. People would pay a lot of money to see that.
Oh, yeah, she could earn millions with a fat ass.
Yeah, but she'd probably take up a lot of space at the fair, so the rent space would probably cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's in October, and I'm trying to eat tonight.
Okay, but seriously, though, I went to the fair one time, and I paid 25 cents to see this woman with a snake body, and she said hi to me. Her head was actually attached to a snake.
No way.
Junior, that was just a normal woman with a rubber snake behind her.
No, she was real. Like, she literally was in a cage. Like, is that her whole life, is to sit there because she was born with a snake body?
No, Junior, no, it's a normal woman who just sticks her head through a hole, and they put a rubber snake behind her to look like her body.
Uh-uh, they can't lie like that.
Yeah, they charge me 25 cents. They can't lie. That's false advertising.
Yeah.
You can't go to a car dealership and say, hey, we'll sell you this car for a quarter, and I give them a quarter. They give me no car.
Well, they're not going to sell you a car for a quarter. They're not going to sell you anything for a quarter. Maybe some gum.
Okay, fine. Let's say they're selling gum for a quarter, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy a piece of gum, and they give me something that looks like gum and tastes like gum, but how do I know it's not gum?
You just chew it, nigga.
I know, but I say it tastes like gum, so how would I know it's fake?
If
it's,
you should
I pay 25 cents for the gum.
My family is starving, and we're going to be homeless if we don't get some money.
Okay, fine. How much is the small spoon?
$5.
Damn, nigga, for a spoon? Bro, that's like 5 ring pops.
Oh, you got a ring pop? What flavor is that?
It's blueberry raspberry.
Why is it called blueberry raspberry? Raspberries
okay,
are red.
Can we just
blueberry
watch TV too, so I don't have to think about this?
Yes, we'll watch TV. Can you move your silverware?
Please. That's the best
order. Meet Scrub Nigga. He's the perfect YN for all of your scrubbing needs. Trying to get that stubborn stain off your plate? Scrub, nigga! Old dry food on your spoon? No way! Scrub, nigga! Now introducing Scrub Brother. Apparently, you can't say the N-word on televised broadcasts.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I made the unfortunate mistake of saying the old name of the product.
But that was the past. Steve ain't gonna say it no more. He learned from his mistakes. See, Scrub Brother is solving racism. So if you wanna wash your dishes the right way and not the white way, get you a Scrub Brother.
Scrub Brother, it's the one you can say.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were poor.
What is this, dude?
Yeah, your dad's on a commercial selling a product he invented. He's probably loaded.
Mm-hmm. Poor people don't get on TV unless they're trying to feed the children.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to be poor once he gets sued by Scrub Daddy.
What, why would he get sued?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No, Coke.
You owe me a Coke.
That was his line. Keep going.
Okay, what did you ask?
Oh, why would he get sued?
Well, because he didn't invent that.
Yeah, he did. He's on the TV.
Yeah.
What? Joseph, come back in here. We're not done.
That's a Scrub Daddy.
No, it's a Scrub Brother.
Okay, that's what he's calling it, but it's a Scrub Daddy.
Okay, listen, your dad's an inventor. He's rich. He invented, like, stuff like Inspector Gadget did.
Okay, well, first of all, Inspector Gadget's he's not an inventor. He's an inspector.
But he's a gadget.
Well, he is a gadget.
He has gadgets. He inspected and invented the gadgets.
He didn't invent them. He's an inspector.
Okay, your dad's an inventor like Flubber.
Okay, the guy from Flubber was not... The guy from Flubber's name isn't Flubber, okay? The Flubber is what he invented.
Okay, what's the guy's name who invented Flubber?
Nobody fucking cares, Junior. Nobody's favorite movie is Flubber. Except now that I've said that, that's all the comments are going to be, people saying that Flubber is their favorite movie. But I promise you, nobody in the goddamn world knows the name of the guy who invented Flubber. Except for the people in the comments who say they're gonna know. But they're lying because nobody's seen the movie Flubber in the last 5 goddamn years because there's no reason to.
Oh. Well, anyway, your dad's rich, he's loaded, he's on TV, you're not actually broke. I don't know why you were selling silverware. Unless you're stealing from your rich parents.
No, they told me to sell it. Guys, that's just a Scrub Daddy that's brown, okay? He's just trying to sell a Scrub Daddy. He's going to get sued.
Okay, well, if he gets sued, he's so loaded. I mean, unless you're selling silverware to pay for the lawsuit.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start selling this silverware door-to-door.
You don't have to. Your dad's rich.
Yeah.
What was the point in him even coming over if he was just going to lie to us?
Just to waste our damn time.
Oh, Tyrone, my sexy inventor.
Yeah, yeah, baby. I feel like the dude that made the electric cars.
You're even smarter than him.
Mm-hmm, damn Skippy.
But Tyrone, why did you change the name of your product? It was so fun to say.
See, the world ain't ready for Scrub, nigga, baby. So we had to glide him into it with Scrub Brother. You know, like how I introduced you to my homeboys, and then you worked your way up to the big dog.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so smart.
Yeah, baby. How about you pull on this smart crank and see what ideas get to flowing?
Ooh.
God damn it! I'm trying to invent shit! Don't you see me inventing? Hello?
Hey, is this your product?
Oh, yes, that is my product. Scrub Brother, formerly known as Scrub Nigga.
Right, well, this is my product.
Oh, you Mr. Racist! Well, hello, Mr. Racist. You forgot to include me in your product.
What are you talking about?
You made a scrub cracker, scrub Mexican, scrub Guatemalan, and a scrub Indian, but not a scrub brother!
This isn't a race. This is just yellow because that's the color sponges are.
Oh, okay. How it's supposed to be in a perfect world. I guess you wanted the Little Mermaid to be white and red-headed again, not like the little black girl that made a good-ass movie. And you probably wanted Spider-Man not to be Miles Morales. But guess what? That motherfucker gonna be in the next movie. I guarantee it. Huh. And you mad. You quivering in your shoes. I bet you racist as hell. You voted for Mitt Romney. Anything to keep a black man down. Obama is the best president!
Okay, I'm just here to file a lawsuit against you.
Oh, you suing me? I'm no damn way you're not gonna sue me. Why? You don't own me. You don't own this product. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You own this? You own brothers? You own all black people? You own us as slaves?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay. I know how we solve this problem. I'm gonna countersue. Forget you. You're gonna learn not to be racist, motherfucker.
We can talk about this.
What's up, bitches?
Oh, damn. Why'd you grab it to throw it again? Why you keep still throwing it?
We saw it the first time. Well, bitches.
How'd you get all this money, Cody?
Well, I'll tell you how I didn't get it. I didn't sell it to Johnny Depp. Let's just say I had a very productive conversation with his security team, who politely asked me to leave.
Oh, so then how'd you get the money?
Well, let's just say my dad got sued by the creator of Scrub Daddy for copyright infringement, but then he countersued him for being racist, and the guy settled out of court, so I got a shitload of money, Junior.
Oh, shit, you got like $40,000.
Dude, you could get a ton of ring pop.
Oh, or he could go to the fair and buy a bunch of tickets to see the girl with the snake body.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Really? That's the best you guys could come up with? Ring pops and fake snake people?
I mean, you could invest it in the stock market.
Invest it in the stock market? Oh, yeah, that sounds like real fucking exciting content, Junior. What happened to us, man? Like, we used to buy, like, swimming pools and fill them with pizza and buy, like, big gumball machines, like, inflate a bouncy castle in the fucking house and shit. That was cool, right? Like, remember when we didn't move our mouths? We just shook. We just talked like this and everybody knew what was going on. Those were the good times. What the fuck is this? You guys just want to buy ring pops and shit? What? Invest? Come on. Comments are right. We're all washed up.
No, Cody, we're not washed up. It's just that, you know, I'm just trying to think. We can't do the same thing we did the last time we had a lot of money because people say we're just copying the same idea.
Nah, man. You guys lost it.
No.
Don't take the money.
We've done cool Cody before. I mean, you've been cool before. I thought I'd be the rich. I mean, what would we do differently?
Nah, I don't know, man. This shit's just fucking lame. You guys are lame.
No, guys, we just hit 10 minutes, so like... Like, the video, like, we make...
Fucking lazy?
We make three a week!
Come on!
The Squid Game series was cool.
It was. Maybe we need to get some pizza and throw it in your pool.
No, you're right, Joseph. We need to be better. We'll be better, Cody!
Okay.
Talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it. But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Pointy, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Pointy, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Pointy, there's probably going to be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Pointy, the other night I cheated.
But cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Pointy.
What, Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Pointy. I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Pointy. I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Pointy.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. Oh, I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Pointy? Why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me. Because you're a lying, cheating whore. Lying, cheating, whore.
Oh, I never should have told him, but I
Smelling those markers can make you high.
What, so I can be like you?
I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffernutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffernutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
But what's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
Well, you said...
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Donnie, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Donnie. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. And it's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no. Who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, what, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan... They blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.